Introducing... The Daredevils of Hollywood.
Now listen, folks, I want everyone to realize that a man's life depends on this. Now watch your step.
The cameras are all set, Mr. Holtz.
Okay.
So, Mr. Holtz, the streetcar's all set.
Good. Now look here, Rudy. You're supposed to drive this car down that steep hill. The streetcar comes in front of you, and you haven't any brakes. And that's the story.
And that's the way with the car. You couldn't stop that bus in the cow pasture.
Okay, now we'll signal the streetcar to pull out in front of you. And that's where you smash right into the sign.
Yeah, I skid into the streetcar.
Right. Now, how about it? Ready to go?
Sure, let's go.
All right, everybody, on your toes.
Hey, quiet! Quiet! Places, everybody!
Okay, camera.
Come ahead, Rudy!
All right, now signal the streetcar.
Rudy's dropping off that hill like a rock.
Oh, boy, it's perfect.
There they go.
Boy, they're going to come together with a crash.
What a shot, what a shot. Keep those cameras going.
From Hollywood, the motion picture capital of the world, we bring you the thrilling true life experiences of those men behind the scenes. Those daring unsung heroes whose breathtaking adventures on the screen have thrilled millions, whose daily jobs bring them face to face with death. Those men who comprise the strangest fraternity on earth, the Suicide Squad, the movie stuntmen, the Daredevils of Hollywood.
Ladies and gentlemen, in bringing you this copyrighted radio feature, we are privileged to have as our guest, not a stunt man, but a stunt woman, Miss Ione Reed. Miss Reed is one of the few stunt women of Hollywood. It is through her cooperation that we are able to reenact some of the highlights of her dangerous profession. The thrilling scenes you are about to hear are her own actual experiences. Miss Reed is here in the studio right now, and later in the program, we will bring her to the microphone. But first, let us dramatize for you some of her thrilling experiences.
The scene is Miss Ione Reed's fashionable apartment off Hollywood Boulevard. It is 7 o'clock in the morning of April 13th, 1932.
Hello.
Hello, Ione?
Yeah.
Are you busy today?
Well, I've got a call at Paramount for tonight, but I'm free until 6. What's up?
We've got a little runaway stuff for you to do, Ione. How about it?
Runaway in what?
Just a buckboard.
Okay, I love buckboards. Where's the location?
Frenchie's Ranch. And step on it, Ione. We'll be ready to shoot by 9 o'clock.
Okay, I'll be there. Bye.
In the crisp, fresh morning air, a sport roadster glides swiftly along the highway. Its driver, her pretty face rosy from the cool breeze, is singing a gay accompaniment to the steady purr of the powerful motor. Presently, her destination looms ahead. She turns sharply off the highway and glides smoothly to a stop beside a dozen parked cars. Harry Fuller, the director, approaches with a friendly greeting.
Well, good morning, Ione. I'm glad to see you again.
Good morning, Mr. Fuller. I hope I'm not late.
Oh, just about right. We'll be ready any time now. So you know you have a strange faculty of showing up just right. Never early, never late.
Whatever's right. Now, what about this buckboard thing?
Well, let's walk over to those canvas chairs, and I'll tell you all about it.
Righto. Oh, there's Hoot Gibson.
Yes, I think this will be one of Gibson's best pictures. Oh, but getting back to the stunt. Now, you're doubling the heroine and dressed in her clothes.
Yeah.
Now, you see those hills over there? Well, they'll be the background for the action. And that rocky road up there is where the runaway takes place.
I see. Well, what's the shot?
Oh, it's all very simple. Now, you start the run at the top of the hill up there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's going to be fast to look good. And I want a lot of nice bumps on those rocks. You know, make it rough.
Yeah, but there's some pretty sharp turns in that road.
Oh, well, that's just it. And take those turns fast. Throw up a lot of dust. You know the old gag.
Well, that's okay, but frankly, I don't like the looks of those horses. They're used to racing, and when they get started, they're hard to seduce to start.
Oh, you needn't worry about that, Ione. Old Bill over there owns them. He says they're easy to handle.
Well, maybe. How about the buckboard?
Oh, it's right over here. Come on, we'll have a look at it.
Oh, seems to me I've seen that rig before.
Well, yeah, sure. It's the one we used in the last picture.
You mean the one that was used in the crash scene?
Yep, that's the one.
Why, look, Mr. Fuller, the thing's tied together with baling wire.
Oh, yeah, the prop men fixed it up.
Well, now, that's just swell. A team of practically wild horses and a rig that's about to fall apart. This ought to be good.
Time for the dangerous scene is at hand. Dressed exactly as the heroine, Ione Reed sits calmly in the buckboard at the top of the hill. The nervous horses, prancing with impatience, are held firmly by two men. Down below, four cameras are trained on the road. The director and his assistant are giving final orders.
All right. All right, everybody. Now, this is a take. Now, watch everything, especially the cameras, and keep them going no matter what happens. Okay, now, everybody get set, and let's have quiet, please. Okay, sound ready? Okay, give them the signal.
Look, Harry, those horses jumped 10 feet at the whistle.
Camera?
Here she comes. Boy, what a ride this will be.
See, look, she can't handle them. It looks like they're running away.
Look at her hit those rocks. That rig's in the air most of the time.
You keep turning those cameras?
She's making the turn. Look at the back end swing.
Here she comes, right toward the cameras.
Hey, look out! Look out! A wheel came off!
She's going to turn over! Stop those horses, men! Stop! Stop those horses! Stop!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is our pleasure to present the courageous young lady who made that scene, whose job it is to make thrilling scenes for motion pictures, Miss Ione Reed, interviewed by Hal Stiles.
Well, Miss Reed, that was certainly a thrill. Tell me, were you hurt in that upset?
No, I managed to hit the ground just right and everything was okay, but it was kind of bump.
I should imagine it was. Then it developed that you were right about those horses.
Yeah, and the buckboard, too.
Now, because of that accident, didn't they have to make the scene over again?
That's right. I passed the camera so fast they couldn't tell what it was.
And how about the second time?
Well, it was about like the first, only we didn't turn over. They got the shot all right that time.
I don't imagine you enjoyed riding in that buckboard with it all tied up with baling wire, did you?
No, I didn't. But the funny part of it was that I had to use it the next day in a much more difficult scene. And those crazy horses, too.
A more difficult scene?
Well, at least a more dangerous one. This time the shot was to be on a mountain road with hairpin turns round banks. All along the way on the right-hand side was a, well, it was a sheer drop of 300 or 400 feet. And here I was supposed to drive those crazy horses with that rig hanging together by wire. It was up at the
Just
time...
Just a minute, Miss Reed. We're all very anxious to hear about that, but if you don't mind, first, I think we've a word from our sponsor. Now then, about that mountain road. What on earth happened this time?
Well, I'd been telling the director that I didn't want to use that outfit on a dangerous run like that, but somehow or other he talked me into it. Then, too, I figured that if worse came to worse, I could always jump out. But the way it wound up, there wasn't much I could do. They had the camera set up on a bank just above one of the turns. We were all in a huddle there trying to get started.
Now, look, Ione, all you've got to do is make a good run with the buckboard down this road. Take the turns as fast as you think best. But for the love of Mike, stay over to the left.
Well, I'm perfectly willing to stay over to the left, but how about them horses? I don't know what's on their mind. They might take a notion to do a swan dive off that cliff.
Well, I think everything will be all right. Just keep to the left as much as you can. If things get too tough, you better quit the rig in a hurry.
Yeah, but I'd hate to quit it in midair. It's a long way down there.
You're right about that, but... Well, you've always been able to take care of yourself before. You can make it all right.
Well, at least I can try. Let's get going.
That's the stuff. Okay, everybody, let's take it.
All right, come on, get set. This is the picture.
Drive on up there, Ione. I'll give you the signal to start.
Okay. Come on, get up there, fellas. Come on. Come on, boys. Come on.
How about cameras?
All cameras, bullets.
Sound okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right. Now I want this on the first take, understand? No slip-ups. Whatever happens, get it. Hey, George, lower your mic boom a little.
Hey, give me another reflector off there in that turn. It's a little dark in that spot.
Okay, here we go. Give her the signal, Joe. Roll them.
Here they come.
I'll say they're coming. Look at that turn.
Keep to the left, I own. Keep to the left.
There she goes behind the curve. Keep those cameras going.
She's rounding the bend.
Now she's coming to the sharp curve. Watch this. Watch it.
Look at that. Look at that. The vector's swung around. One wheel is over the bank.
Pull into the left, Ione. Pull to the left.
One wheel is hanging over the edge. Jump, Ione. Jump.
Look. They hit a bump and bounce right back on the road. Look out. Look out. Stop those horses. Hurry. Stop them.
Well, Miss Reed, I see what you meant when you said something about a more dangerous scene. That was terrific. In fact, I haven't gotten over it yet.
Well, it was a long time before I could get over it. I was really a tight spot.
I would imagine it was, and I suppose it was a lucky thing that a wheel didn't come off this time.
Well, if it had, I don't guess I'd be here to tell about it.
Tell me, why didn't you jump when the buckboard was about to go over the bank?
Another 3 seconds and I would have. I was on the edge of the driver's seat ready to go.
Well, I hope you didn't have to make that scene over again.
No, it turned out all right. Of course, that business about the back end hanging over the edge of the cliff was... Well, it wasn't in the script, but it looked so good. Well, it was even better than it was supposed to be.
I see. Now, tell me, Miss Reed, I understand there are quite a number of stunt men in the business, but only a very few stunt women. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I should say there are only about 4 or 5 girls in this business.
And do most of them specialize in some particular line?
Yeah, they do. Some are swimmers and divers. Some do riding and horsework, and some do just everything.
And how about yourself? What do you do mostly?
I do everything but airplane stunts. I don't like airplanes.
Why, it would seem to me that after what you just told us, airplane stunts should be child's play. But enough for the moment. I see that our time is about up. You've certainly entertained us, Miss Reed, and on behalf of our listeners, I want to thank you sincerely for coming here. I know that everyone will join me in hoping that we may have you on this program again very soon. Thanks again, and the best of luck.